It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Are Facebook ads dead? Are TikTok ads better? Do TikTok ads work? Does Facebook ads still work? It's a really, really great question. And the answer is no. Facebook ads aren't dead. The answer is yes. TikTok ads can also work for your business. So let me talk a little bit more about how I'm using it. So Facebook and Instagram, Google and YouTube still have the highest conversion rates. So let me say that again. Facebook and Instagram, Google and YouTube have the highest conversion rate. So this means they have the highest ability to get people to convert into new customers. Where TikTok is really good at right now that I'm seeing, because again, I've spent over six figures a month on marketing. What I'm seeing what TikTok is really good at is top of funnel, acquiring leads. So what I mean by leads is actually phone numbers, emails. TikTok top of funnel, and top of funnel, for those of you that don't understand the marketing terminology, top of funnel is when you're marketing to a cold audience and you're showing them assets, and they're top of funnel because they're not quite familiar with your brand. I'm seeing a lot of success in TikTok ads for top of funnel. However, they're buying through their retargeting efforts of the Facebook, the Instagram, the YouTube, and the Google. They still have the highest conversion rate. I'm not seeing a high conversion rate to sales using solely TikTok ads, at least not yet. It's probably coming down the pipeline, but at least not yet. I'm seeing more of the conversions take place on the Facebook, Instagram, on the YouTube, Google. So Facebook ads aren't dead. It's really about how you're using and utilizing Facebook ads. 80% of my marketing budget is still at Facebook ads. 10% is Google, YouTube, and the other 10% is TikTok/Pinterest. Just testing out those different platforms. So TikTok is really good for top of funnel. Now, I have so many different strategies because when you run ads on different platforms, you need to be running people to different funnels, different customer journeys. I have so many good strategies for TikTok. Oh my God. Especially for e-commerce brands. Oh man, if I was running an e-commerce brand today, and this is something I think about all the time, is that, you know, should I, you know, start an e-commerce brand from scratch? Should I just partner with somebody? Should I, you know, buy a company? Like, I think about these things because, man, every day I think about getting in an e-commerce-based business. I'm sure someone who's running an e-commerce-based business every day is thinking about getting out. They're like, no, inventory and this and that, logistics, the nightmares. It'd be too much. So I definitely understand. But e-commerce-based businesses, the thing I like about it is that you could sell it for a multiple, right? You could sell it for a multiple, especially if you have a really good niche audience that you are catering to. But I collaborate and talk with people who are making like 7 figures a month on TikTok ads, e-commerce-based businesses. I mean, I just read a case study on this woman who's making 7 figures a month on a service business selling her coaching program on TikTok. And then I know so many people who are making 7 figures a month on Facebook, Instagram ads, and, you know, YouTube, Google. But TikTok is very interesting. It's very interesting and appealing. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.